Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And today we have a lot to talk about. Censorship. Motherfucking censorship. Jesus. Oh, man, this is crazy. This is a huge topic that people don't even actually realize just how big it is. How important this topic is. So that is what we're going to talk about today. And what brings it up is my Instagram got deleted, and just what happened was about a week before, I wasn't able to like anybody's posts. I wasn't able to comment on people's posts. I wasn't able to reply to comments on my own photos. And then at the same time, if I posted a photo on Instagram and then I put in a description, the description could be anything. I could have wrote, like, this is a cat in the description, and they wouldn't put that in. They would just put the photo up without the description. I then wasn't able to send links to people in messages, like a private message in Instagram. So this happened. This was going on for about a week, and then all of a sudden, just boom, went to log in one day, and that was it. That was it. Just like, it was gone. It's done. Out of there. So, censorship. Why this is such an important topic, and why everybody needs to stand up for it and fight for your rights and your freedom. See, people actually take for granted the freedoms and the rights that we have in a lot of the countries that we are in, whether that be, like, a lot of times it's the Western culture. So Canada, USA, Australia, the UK, Europe, the Western, if I missed you, like, you know, don't bite my head off. But that's just to give you an example. People take for granted the freedom that we have. And it really is a freedom. There are so many countries today that block you from accessing the outside world. So there is actually a browser. It's called the Tor browser. So there is, a lot of people use Chrome browser, or let's say Safari on Mac, or let's say Windows Explorer on a Windows machine. So those are like the top, or Firefox. Those are like the top browsers that we use. And we don't even think about it. We just use them. And then we go to Google and we just search whatever we want to search for. We want to search for how to shave a cat so it looks like a lion. You just have the ability to go to Google and you type that in and you get results from it. You can open up your Facebook. You can open up your Instagram. You can open up your Twitter. If you want to go to Parler, you can go there. If you want to go to Pornhub, you can go there. You have the freedom and the ability in order to be able to do these things. And you have no idea that there are a lot of countries today, I'm not talking about 100 years ago or whatever, there are a lot of countries today that you do not get those freedoms whatsoever. And you should not take those freedoms for granted, and definitely don't just shrug it off like, whatever, your Instagram got deleted, and their Instagram got deleted, and their Facebook page got shut down, and they got banned off Twitter, whatever. No. That is huge. You have to realize, first of all, why are people getting shut down on Twitter? A lot of my Instagram was a lot of factual shit. Lots. I would stand 100% behind the information that I shared with facts, with graphs, with numbers, you name it. That's what my Instagram was about. That is what I stand for. And Instagram doesn't like that. CNN doesn't like that. CNN loves to try and, like, claim that they're about the truth and they're about facts. But time and time again, we are able to prove that CNN MSNBC, AP, News Network, you name them. You name them all, we can prove that they actually lie consistently every single day. And they even are lying today as well, talking about the election. So, this is huge. This is huge that people are getting shut down left, right, and center. Now, let's take the phone companies, for example. And your phone company might be something like TELUS, Rogers. It might be, what's the American ones? Verizon, AT&T, all those kinds of things. Let's say you were having a conversation with your friend and you wanted to send them some information over the telephone. You just said, hey, I got some information to tell you about this election. And then all of a sudden, somebody didn't like you talking about the election. And guess what? They cut you off. How would you actually feel about that? That is literally what is happening in the world today. I don't know about you. Okay, but that is 100% undeniably wrong in so many ways. And that is what's happening, especially when you have factual evidence, you have video evidence of wrongdoing, and they come along and they shut you down because they don't like what you are saying and spreading to the world. So this is absolutely incredible. It's an incredible time. 2020 has been an amazing year, but then at the same time, it's been a shitty year. I've always been one to say you cannot have the good without the bad. It's just the way that it works. You cannot have one without the other. So we've had a really good 2020 in the aspect of waking people up, of bringing people to the light and showing them the truth that the media fucking lies consistently over and over and over again. Blatant lies. Kamala Harris blatantly lied to the American people during her debate with Mike Pence. Blatantly fucking lied. She was talking about quotes of President Trump that were taken out of context. 100%. She did it multiple times. Talking about how President Trump has never, what's that word? Disowned, I think the word is. Disowned the KKK. When it is, there's video evidence. 100% without a doubt, video evidence of President Trump doing exactly that all the way back since 2015, maybe even earlier as well. But they continue to run with that lie and share that lie with everybody. Like, I don't know about you, but if you're turning on the news, you expect that to be honest. You expect that to be unbiased. Call me old-fashioned, I don't know, but like, that's what I would want the news to be like. But it's not. It's 100% biased. It's 100%, like, maybe not 100% bullshit, but it's fucking, like, way up there, okay? Like, I turn it on just to laugh at the bullshit consistently. I think it's hilarious. So, they continue to run with these lies. The media, first off, the media doesn't call who the president is. They don't. They might think they know who the president is, but if all the votes and everything has not finished counting, how can you call who the president is? And the only reason that they are saying that President Trump has lost is just because he apparently have lost in a certain state in which a lot of these states have not finished counting. And a lot of them are actually going to be doing some recounting as well. So if they're doing some recounting, how can those be official, right? Like, it's not rocket science. You would hope that people weren't this stupid, but they actually are. Like, it's not fucking rocket science. You go on Twitter, and Twitter will actually label so many of President Trump's tweets and say, official sources have already called this election. Official sources? You mean like CNN, MSNBC, AP, fucking news network, like, those are your official sources? That's not the official fucking 100% bing, bang, boom. Like, that's just their projections. That's all that is. It's nothing. It means nothing. It absolutely means nothing. Now, they might have an inclination. They might have an idea. But this isn't the first time that fake news has actually came out and projected a winner when, guess what? They weren't finished counting and they weren't finished going through everything. And then turns out President Al Gore didn't actually make it to the presidency. And that's what happens when the fake news is in charge of this shit. There's no official anything whatsoever. So this is the crazy time that's happening in this world, especially around the election. Now, a lot of people, they think that, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you think the election is rigged. No, it's just I have a brain, okay? And it doesn't take anybody with more than half a brain to fucking look at the shit to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we should be looking into something, okay? Middle of the night, 100,000 votes go directly to Biden, but they don't go, not one vote out of 100,000 go to President Trump. Statistically, that is impossible. That's just impossible. I don't care how the fuck you want to say it. Sit there, flip a coin, okay, and you might have a good string. Let's say you get like 50 flips in a row that are heads. That's a pretty good fucking string of heads versus tails. But now imagine that 100,000 times. You keep flipping that coin, and guess what? You keep landing on heads. How possible do you think that actually is? It's fucking impossible. I don't care who you are. Someone could spend their entire lifetime flipping a damn coin and trying to get 100,000 heads versus tails. I'm sorry, but it's impossible. So it's not hard to see that there are some irregularities. And that's all we need. We just need some information that causes us to say, hey, wait a minute, step back and smell the shit. So that is what's happening in this world right now. Now, let's rewind before the election. What was happening before the election? The news, the same people who are talking about who the president is and who they've called who the president is going to be, those very same people were bashing anything that related to QAnon. Now, like I said, I've mentioned it before, I'm not a QAnon follower. I'm not, I'm not an Anon, as they say. But I do keep up with those people just to see kind of like what's going on with it. But you had the social media, Facebook giants, Instagram, Twitter, just annihilating any accounts that had any regards to QAnon. Even before that, I don't know if you've watched Out of Shadows documentary, and if you haven't, you most definitely should. Outofshadows.org. Go there and watch the documentary. That documentary hit 8 million views in 1 week. In 1 week, Out of Shadows documentary hit 1 million views. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a million views a day. Like, mama didn't raise no fool, but that sounds like a pretty trending video if you ask me. The video was then translated, I believe, into 24 different languages by people of their own. Like, nobody got paid to translate it. They just translated it on their own and into, I believe, 24 different languages, this documentary. Now, just to sum it up, this documentary basically talks about how the media and the system, movies, the entertainment industry is corrupt. And it's an incredible documentary. But guess what? YouTube has censored that heavily. It was never on the trending page. It was hidden forever. I can't even find their channel on YouTube. I don't know if it got deleted. You can't find the official documentary, but you can find, like, Out of Shadows debunked videos, like they're going out of style. And those are about as good as fucking 9/11 debunking videos, I'll tell you that. They're fucking bullshit. So, you got YouTube censoring, you know, an amazing, amazing put together documentary. I remember I watched that, it blew my mind. Blew my mind. Loved it. Share it with everybody. I've actually got a few ideas on how to share that film with a lot more people. But you got things like that, censoring. Twitter actually won't even allow you to post a link that directs you to outofshadows.org. It will censor you. The New York Post, one of the biggest publications, news publications in the USA, got banned for sharing an investigative journalist article. They went after Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, with some very credible evidence, incredible amounts of evidence. And they were doing what a good news source should do, and that is investigate and ask questions and get to the bottom of the story. CNN doesn't do this. CNN just makes up whatever shit that they want you to believe. All the news media doesn't do this. They just make up whatever shit that they want to make up, and they just spoon feed you just consistent horse shit all day long. So New York Post shared this story about Hunter Biden, which is factual, okay? And guess what happened? Twitter banned and blocked their account. Censored it completely. Just shut it right down. And this happened right before the election. Right before the election. Censorship. And this is one of the biggest news publications in all of the United States. Being censored. And nobody else went after this story. Not CNN, MSNBC, CBC News, you name it. Nobody else went after this story. It was only the New York Post. Now, the New York Post eventually got unblocked from their ban on Twitter. However, here's another kicker, is that their tune has changed quite a bit, and you can see it. So apparently, it looks to be that there were some stipulations that have come along with their unbanning, and it's just blatant. You can just see it, and this is not news. This is just what happens in the industry, okay? Joe Rogan got a $100 million contract with Spotify for his podcast. He came out and said some stuff, and oops, guess what? Got his pee-pee slapped, and had to come out with an apology. And when you have these big, huge contracts, there's a lot of stipulations of what you can say and what you can't say when you are that big. So we had censorship of New York Post. QAnon accounts just across the board were just annihilated. And then just before the election, that is actually when my account disappeared. So many pro-Trump accounts on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram just got annihilated. And I thought I was in the cool. I thought I was in the good spot. And I'm like, whoa, I can't believe they missed me somehow. I don't know. Like, so then, because I had a lot of friends who their accounts just gone, you know, up and gone. And so, then all of a sudden, one day, boom, there it is. I finally got hit. Gone. Dunskies. Audi. So, QAnon, New York Post, Out of Shadows, Trump, pro-Trump accounts, just fucking annihilated. annihilate it. For what? For what? That's what you have to ask. For what? It's, I don't know. I don't know if you want to live in a world where you're not allowed to speak about certain topics, whether you have facts to back those topics up. If you want to live in a world where you're not allowed to talk about that kind of stuff, that's not the world that I want to live in. I live in Canada. You know, the land of the free, right? What is it? I can't even think of it on the top of my head. Don't hate me. that's not the world that I want to live in. I want to live in a world where I can go to the park freely. I can go sip on a coffee freely. I can go drink a beer on a Friday night and have a good time with friends. There are places where you cannot do that. So I don't know about you, but I like doing those things. Now here's the thing. We go back to countries that are not allowed certain information. Egypt, North Korea, China. China, you can't log into Facebook in China. You can't log into Instagram. You can't log into WhatsApp. Like, it's all censored. There are ways around it, yes, 100%. But shouldn't you have the ability and the freedom to be able to open up whatever you want? I know a lot of people, they love Snapchat. Fucking love it. I know a lot of people who love TikTok. I don't like either one. But guess what? I have the freedom to be able to choose that I don't want to use those platforms, and I would much rather use Instagram. But imagine in a world where you didn't have that freedom, and you were just told you're not allowed to use these, but you're only allowed to use these. You're not allowed to use Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, but you can use TikTok, which is run by Chinese and collects a lot of information on you. You can look into that yourself. Imagine a world where you were told what apps that you could use and ones that you couldn't use. I don't know about you, but that's not the kind of world that I want to live in. Censorship is alive and it's real in Canada, USA, Australia. It is incredible. And we need to be able to stand up for our freedoms and our rights and take them back. Because if they can take our accounts away just because we talk about something that they don't like, that means they can take whatever they want. They can direct the conversation in any direction that they want. And people always say, oh, you just sound like a conspiracy theorist. And I think it's hilarious because people act like the government, like there have never been governments who have taken their own people out, who have gone against their own people. People act like this is happening in today's world. The year is 2020, and this is still happening in countries today, where governments are going against their people. It's just incredible. People act like doctors are never wrong. People act like science has never been wrong. Like, I've literally been in arguments with people who sit there and yell in my face about, well, you're not a doctor, and like, the doctor's right. Like, okay, yeah, the doctor's always fucking right, okay? Let me tell you about the time I almost died from fucking pneumonia, okay? Because the doctor decided to give me Advil after I told him that it felt like somebody was stabbing me in the chest. It was incredibly painful, and I thought I was going to die. And he gives me 5 sample packs of Advil. I'm like, really? And if it wasn't for my brother, where I was at his house dying on his couch, fever fucking through the roof, he's like, we're taking you to the walk-in clinic. And then 5 minutes with that doctor, and he says, oh, you have pneumonia. here, take these. You'll be good in about a week. Doctors are never wrong, though, right? Science is never wrong. Governments are always in favor of their people. Yeah, so we gotta like wake up and give our heads a shake. So this is such an incredible time. What's hilarious is that right now the Trump administration is calling for recounts, calling for lawsuits in this election, and the media is just hammering down and saying, well, isn't Trump just a sore loser? Shouldn't he just accept the loss? Well, guess what? Those very same people who are calling Trump a sore loser, do you know what they did for the past 4 years? They fucking went after Trump for some sort of Russian collusion. They put that out in the media for fucking ever. Russian collusion, Russian collusion. We're going to impeach Trump. He's out of there. We're going to take him out of there. We're impeaching him. Trump knew, and guess what? Trump was never fazed about it. He was never fucking fazed about it. He's just like, whatever, go after me. You got nothing on me. You got zero. And that's exactly what happened. They had zero evidence of anything, of any wrongdoing whatsoever. And guess what happened? Their so-called Russian collusion failed. Their impeachment failed hard. The amount of evidence that Trump has towards fraud in this election just is an incredible amount towards what they had against him, which they didn't have anything. And they still don't have anything. They don't have anything. They're playing on a house of cards. This is going to be a very scary time in life right now. Now, let's try and explain this to you and why we should be worried about a Biden administration getting put into the presidential office. So, for the past 4 years, Trump has come out and called out the media, CNN, MSNBC. He's called them fake news. And a lot of people think that he's just like, let's say they just think he's stupid for saying that. Like, oh, that's stupid. Like, it's like, no, he's doing it for a reason, because they are 100% without a doubt fake news. CNN, guess what? They just paid out $250 million to a 17-year-old kid. Why? Because they defamed him. Defamation of character. They fucking drugged this kid, 17 years old, through the mud. Slandered his name. He was hated. And for what? For fake fucking news, that's what. And guess what? They had to pay $250 million. Now, don't quote me on that. That might have been, I believe it's with between two news networks. But he's going after six of them. Six. He went after two of them, and he got $250 million at the age of 17. Because his character was defamed by fake news media. They didn't care about the truth. They didn't care one second about the truth. They just had a lie, and they just perpetrated that lie, and they fed you that lie consistently. Now, here's where the problem comes in. They shouldn't be allowed to just pay out money. Yes, pay the kid out money, but also be held accountable for their blatant fucking lies. Like, I don't know about you, but people should be held accountable for their blatant lies, especially if they are in a place like CNN, MSNBC. They're way up there. They should most definitely be held accountable for that and not just be able to throw money at it and make it go away. So for the past 4 years, Trump has gone after the news, called them out all the time, constantly on his Twitter, shows them. Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary of the White House, comes out, and it's like a war zone. She just fights these crooked criminals. That's exactly what they are. The media criminals, when she's holding her press briefings And it's just incredible, the lies and everything that they spew constantly. And she will tell them, no, finish that statement, because you are taking a statement out of context. So if you're a media corporation and you're in the White House, you're pretty much at the top of the top. Like, that is about one of the highest places you can get. Okay, like, I've said it before, the news media place that I'm in my little town here, they wouldn't be in the White House. They'd be laughed away. They'd be laughed at the door, be like, you're not coming in here. No. Like, get out of here. But those big ones are allowed in the White House. And they just lie and they spew their lies. Trump's out there calling out the media. Kayleigh McEnany is out there presenting facts. 100% facts, undeniable fucking facts, okay? And to just battle these liars and these criminals in the White House, the press briefing, it's just incredible. Blows me away that they can actually get away with it. Trump has been going after human trafficking and child trafficking like nobody else. Some of the biggest traffickers have just been getting locked up, whether it's from the NXIVM cult, okay? For any of you who don't know about the NXIVM cult, Smallville, you remember that big TV show, Smallville? Well, there was Allison Mack, I believe her name was. She was a recruiter for the NXIVM cult. They would brand their women in this cult, right between the thighs. They would brand them. It was absolutely horrific. She was one of the biggest perpetrators in it. And I think the guy just, the main leader, he just got, it was a big, huge thing in Hollywood. He just got sentenced, I believe, to 124 years for this cult. Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. You've got Jeffrey Epstein is tied with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, the royal family. You've got, who else? Like, it's just incredible. And people always try to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, but they got nothing. Yeah, you got a few photos. Let me just debunk that right away, right here. People always see these photos of President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell. It's actually quite easy to be able to debunk this because he's a billionaire. President Trump is a billionaire. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire. Ghislaine Maxwell is a billionaire. Now, do you think in the world there would be more millionaires or more billionaires? There would probably be far more millionaires than there are billionaires, because that's 10 times more the amount of money. It's not rocket science, guys. It's not rocket science whatsoever. So, now, let's say people who are making six figures a year. Do you think there are more people making six figures a year than there are people who are millionaires? Yeah, there's probably a whole lot more people who are making $100,000 a year or more, six figures, than there are people who are making $1 million a year. Eight figures. Okay, it's like a pyramid. So there's less people at the top. There's a fucking billion people on the poverty line. So when you're at the top of the pyramid as a billionaire, guess what? You're probably going to be invited to parties with other billionaires. There you go. Good job. So it's probably a pretty small private club, okay? People know who you are. You don't just become a billionaire and people don't know who you are. Like, it's, you get up there. So, yeah, you're probably going to have photos with you and other billionaires. And you may not even know who these billionaires are. You might just hear about them. Hey, this is that Ghislaine Maxwell who I, you know, have heard so much about. And you may not know the deeper underlying story of them, but you may have heard some positive things about them. So you happen to get a photo with them. Hey, this is Jeffrey Epstein. I hear a lot of people talking about Jeffrey Epstein. They say that he's a really snazzy guy. And then you get a photo with Jeffrey Epstein. Wow. But then it's not until afterwards that you happen to find out the story about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. But the photos of you and them are still out there. And people are going to be stupid enough to share those and run with them as fact and evidence that you are involved in human trafficking. It's just, it's idiotic, you know, like, it just blows me away how stupid people actually can be. So let's go back to Trump just attacking the media, putting away human traffickers, building the wall, and people say that the wall is racist. If that's true, then everybody who has a fence in your town, in your city, if you have a fence, then that means you're racist. Okay? Why do you have a fence? It's to keep people out. To keep your place free. If you didn't have a fence, I bet 100% that stuff would go missing from your yard a lot more than it does right now. Right now, it might, you know, maybe once or twice throughout the year, you might have something go missing, you know. But if you had no fence, I guarantee you that would skyrocket unless you had things locked right up without a fence. But in a perfect world, we don't have things locked up. So that's why we have fences. Okay, it's like, it's not rocket science. Like, it just blows me away how stupid people can be. Like, fucking Jesus. And so that's just ridiculous. So he's building this fence. He's going after human traffickers. He's calling out the media. He's supporting the police, the first responders. He's supporting them. He's not wanting to defund them. Joe Biden wants to defend them. He's defund them. He's come out and said that. That's fact. He's come out and said that. President Trump wants to bring jobs back to the USA. So imagine you had a town. And let's say your town, okay, had $1 million in total. Just $1 million. Just a small little town. But in total, between all the people in the house, all the people in the little town had $1 million. Now, let's say every single person decided to buy online. And let's say it happened to be from a online store in China. Okay? So rather than going to their local shop and putting that money into their local area, everybody is going to take every single dollar, which totals amount of $1 million, and they're going to shop online, and they are going to shop from a store that is in China. So let's just say, hypothetically, everybody logs on and they buy anything, whatever that they need. And so imagine that $1 million inside of the little town just flies out. And it goes to China. You just put $1 million into China. And now you just lost that $1 million within your own economy. This is why economies go down. This is why jobs are lost. So if there's no money flowing within your little town, the person at the grocery store loses their job. The person at the insurance agency loses their job. The person at the restaurant loses their job. Why? Because you sent money elsewhere. You didn't put it back into your community. Like, this isn't rocket science, guys. It's 100% just fucking easy. It just blows me away. So this is all the things that Trump is doing. He's trying to bring those jobs back. When we get manufacturing in China, that means we're paying them for the work. So that's money leaving Canada, USA, Australia, wherever. Now, outsourcing is not 100% bad. Of course, it's going to be beneficial in some instances. But when all of your factories, all of everything starts leaving your borders, starts leaving your community, well, guess what? That's when your economy starts to drive downwards. That's when your jobs start to be lost. That's what happens. Why would I hire someone in Canada to make me a website charging me $100 an hour when I can hire someone in the Philippines who can do just as good of a job for $20 an hour? Where do you think I'm going to get my website done? Right? But there, it's good, but then it's bad at the same time. Okay? So, Trump has been for the truth, for facts, for the USA, for the Constitution, constitutional rights, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to a fair election. He's been 100% for that. I don't know about you, but call me old fashioned, you know, like that doesn't sound like a bad thing. But the media will tell you that it's a bad thing consistently. And that's where the problem lies. So, imagine if Biden becomes president. Do you think we'll ever hear the media be called fake news by Biden? No. I don't think the human trafficking, child trafficking, would be going as hard as it would with the Biden administration. I don't think that the arrests of those criminals would be happening as much with the Biden administration. Why do I say that? Because Biden has actually been, he was the vice president for 8 years with Obama. And then before that, he was actually in total 47 years. 47 years, he has actually been in politics. Trump's only been in politics for 4 years, and he became president. 5 years, 6 years, whatever you want to say. And he's now the president. So, the media will never, if the media is never called out by Biden for being fake news, guess what's going to happen? We're going to get even more fake news. We're going to get even more lies from the media. We're going to get even more corruption. President Trump has brought forth so much corruption from the Obama administration, putting and going after a 30-year decorated U.S. military general, going after him and intentionally setting him up to lie and using the Federal Bureau of Investigations to do so. I don't know about you, but that sounds a lot like treason, if you ask me. And for those of you who don't know, treason is actually an executable offense, death penalty. And President Trump has been the one to expose that corruption, to expose the corruption that is happening in this election today. He's the one who is exposing the fake news media. He's exposing the censorship of the big tech corporations. He's exposing all the corruption within the government itself in his short 4 years in office. And if Biden gets to be president, you will never hear the fake news media called out ever again. Which means they will just be perpetrating even more fake news, even more lies and corruption. The corruption within the government system will be absolutely horrendous, and it won't be found out. It will be hidden, which it was hidden for so many years. Look at Hunter Biden. Do some research on Hunter Biden. Look at all the Russian collusion that was happening from the Biden family. And they spent 4 years going after Trump saying he was the one about Russian collusion, when that was the furthest thing from the truth. So that is why it is scary to even think of a Biden administration coming in. Because all the work that the Trump administration has put forth would almost be just swept away. Done. This is our last chance at hope. To waking up the world and waking up the society to these lies and corruption. I don't know about you, but I would love to have a government that is not full of lies, not full of corruption, and have a media not full of corruption and lies. So, but maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe that's what you're all about. Like, it's not what I'm about. Okay? I've lived in Indonesia before, where the police can pull you over and they can spew some lies to you just to squeeze some money out of you. And not a penny of that money that they take from you is ever going to go into the system. It's going directly into their own pockets. This happens. This is real. You want to go to a place where they've defunded the police? Go there. Tell me how it is. You want to go to a place that is a socialist country? Go there. There's a reason why people want to come to Canada, want to come to the USA. It's because their shit's fucked up. There's a reason for this stuff. And if you do not stand up for your rights and your freedoms, don't come crying to me when you're not allowed to talk about a certain subject. Don't come crying to me when you're not allowed what you used to been allowed. We have a lot of freedoms and a lot of rights that we take for granted. And we shouldn't. We should hold our government, hold our big tech corporations, hold our food industry, our pharmaceutical industry, our media, we should hold them accountable for the lies, deception, and corruption to which they spew every single day. So that is why it is important that it's not just an Instagram account that I got deleted. It is so much more. That is just a taste of it. So I hope that you liked this podcast, you got something from this podcast, and that you understood a little bit more as to why censorship is a huge deal, especially in the countries that we live in, like Canada or the USA. It's an incredible, incredible big deal, and we should all be very worried about it.